It wasn't till 85 and receiving a diet sheet through the post from the hospital. It was literally one piece of paper. The top of it, on one side, it says, if you're having symptoms of HIV, you need to eat this sort of stuff. And on the other side, it says, if you are having symptoms of AIDS, you need to eat this sort of stuff. And I remember being shocked at getting it and thinking, why the bloody hell they sent me this? You know, silly asses, they've cocked up again, sort of thing. Threw it away. Got on the phone straight away, phoned the hospital up and said, you've sent me a diet sheet for AIDS and just want to know why. And they said, can't possibly talk about it over the phone, I need to make an appointment and come in. I said, well, I don't want to know, I want to know now if I've got AIDS or not. Can't talk about it over the phone, you need to make an appointment and come in to the doctor. So I put the phone down and phoned my GP up straight away. And he said, we had a letter off the hospital about a year and a half ago, we just presumed, which you would do, that the hospital told you